She did not even try to deny it.
Connor McKeon took one look at Hamish Colquhoun's face and opened the door of his Airbnb wider. After seeing his best friend's wife out at a club in another guy's arms, he'd expected this visit. Hamish stepped inside, prowling over to the window that afforded a glimpse of Edinburgh Castle, if you angled just right. Now that Connor thought his friend was admiring the view, he shut the door. Did you expect her to?
I didn't bloody ken. It's not like there's a manual for how to confront your wife about having an affair.
Temper had him sliding from his usual perfect diction back into the Highland Scots accent that had largely faded over his many years as a lawyer in Edinburgh. Connor winced and wondered for the 100th time if he'd done the right thing in telling Hamish what he'd seen at the club last night. As he had for many years, he'd come to the city to celebrate New Year's Eve, expecting to break his 8-month hiatus from women and find an interesting companion to share his bed for the night. Instead, he'd turned down an offer from one of his charming former flings with an off-the-cuff lie about being engaged to Sophie Cameron, his sister Kyla's best friend of all people, realizing he wasn't at all in the right headspace for the games he'd once been so damn good at. He turned to leave and spotted Dana on the dance floor, snogging Kyla's ex. How could he keep his mouth shut about that? Not knowing what else to do, Connor crossed to the kitchen of the apartment and poured a glass of Glenmore single malt whiskey. Then, figuring this wouldn't be an easy conversation, he poured himself one as well and carried them both to the window.
I'm sorry. I can have basically blown up your life, but I just couldn't go on knowing what she'd done and let you continue her marriage as if everything was fine.
Surprise momentarily blanked out the misery on Hamish's face as he accepted the glass.
You weren't the one who blew up my life, mate. I've been doing a damn fine job of that all on my own.
What are you talking about?
Hamish took a long sip of whiskey and closed his eyes.
Things haven't been right with Dana for a long time. They were maybe never right, but I couldn't admit that to myself. Especially not once we had Freya. Not when I couldn't have...
He trailed off and drank again. Connor frowned, wondering where all this was coming from.
Not when you couldn't have what?
Hamish stared at the floor, his throat working. Guilt was etched in every line of his body when he met Connor's gaze again.
Afton.
Stunned to the marrow, Connor could only stare. Afton Lennox had been part of their band of friends since childhood, and because of a 300-year-old marriage pact between the McKeon and the Lennox families that held the fate of their respective estates hostage, she'd been Connor's intended bride from the moment she'd been born. Connor had long since resigned himself to his familial duty, and he'd made it a point to be friends with the woman he'd expected to spend the rest of his life with. But he deliberately avoided romantic entanglements with her, figuring it was better to enjoy his freedom while he had it, as he had no intention of breaking his vows once he took them. How could he not know that Hamish had feelings for her? What kind of selfish prick was he not to have seen? But he started thinking back to how Hamish had behaved around Afton. He'd always been a little more formal with her, less physically comfortable and affectionate than he was with the rest of their group. So far as Connor knew, they'd never really hung out on their own. He'd just assumed they had little in common, but maybe it had been something else entirely. Maybe it had been about maintaining a strict propriety because, so far as Hamish was concerned, she'd been taken. He couldn't have pursued anything with her because she was meant to marry Connor.
I didn't know what to say. There is more.
Realizing his friend was determined to unburden himself, Connor took a bracing sip of his own drink.
All right.
I kissed her.
When?
He hesitated.
The day before she disappeared.